This week is really the first week that Hastings track has hit some bad weather this spring season, and it's nice because usually at this point of the year, the Hastings Raiders track and field team doesn't have very many meets at all under their belt. But so far, so good. It's been three meets in, and both the boys and girls are making waves. Head coach Jason Cook of the Raiders has more.
Well, so far things are looking really good. We don't usually get to have this many meets this early in the season. You know, something usually gets canceled. There's rain, there's snow, there's cold, there's wind, there's whatever. But we've been able to get three meets in. Two of them have been everybody gets to compete, and one of them was more of like a varsity type meet. So far, things have been great. I mean, to have some times and some performances in the books for this early in the season, I'm really pleased, and I mean, the team is looking pretty good. Obviously, we got a long season ahead of us, some improvement that obviously we want to make, but as of right now, I'm pretty encouraged.
As Coach Cook notes, many of the kids that have seen the bright lights of varsity athletics have really been leading the way both on and off the track so far this year.
I mean, when you look back at the kids that, you know, were state participants last year, we had a lot of young kids that were there. So, like Ellie Magnus, Carly Kordowski, Olivia Erickson, they've had some pretty good times, you know, individually, and then they're part of those relays that I was mentioning. And then kind of the thrower that I was talking about, Lauren Whitfield, has come around and had some really good throws in the discus. It looks like I said she's probably going to have a performance that's going to be able to get her into Hamlin as well. So with those four girls, and then Sienna Sanchez, big-time soccer player, but she's going to be able to help us in the track as well. She's part of that 4x2 that I was talking about. And then the fourth spot on our 4x4 is kind of up in the air right now, but we have a pretty good time. Emily Podolke was the fourth runner on that one. And then we have, you know, some distance runners that are starting to make a charge as well. Winnea Ronning has done really well so far. That's kind of a name that we see in cross country as well. On the boys' side, same thing, the guys that made it to state last year, so our 400 runners, Peyton Dean and Sebastian Strauss, have looked pretty good. Lane Hoffman looks awesome in the 100 and the 200, you know, just finding the fourth kid that's going to be able to be part of like a 4x2 or a 4x4. Gunnar Hanstead is also a sophomore, so we got a bunch of young people that are making a name for themselves so far, and it's pretty encouraging.
In all my years of covering Raider sports, there hasn't been many times except for back in the old Section 1AA days that the Raiders would take on teams from the South, but Friday they'll go to Austin for a meet. That'll give the Raiders a chance to compete against some of these teams that they won't see again until state. Coach Cook on the trip to Spamtown.
This is the first year we're going, so we have usually in the past gone to a meet over in River Falls. It was called the Border Battle. I contacted them this year, and they had said that they were not going to host the meet this year for a couple different reasons. They just didn't feel like they had the facilities to host that type of meet, that size of a meet. So we were kind of out of meet on that weekend, so I went back to the schedule from last year and kind of looked through who was hosting meets. And I contacted the coaches down at Austin, and they were awesome. They said they would love to have us down there, so that's how we got it on the books. And like you said, we competed against several of those teams before they went to three classes in track. We only had two of them. They were part of our section, so that was really when we got to see them, but now we don't see them at all. So it's nice to kind of have some different competition and go down there. And when you look at some of the better times right now, a few of those teams have some of the really good times in some of those relays and some of those other events, and it's going to be some pretty good competition for us when we go down there.